Well, friends, I know it has been a while. What a super weird and scary time we're in, for whatever time means anymore. But we're all in this limbo together, right? So why don't we just dive hard into some good old-fashioned escapism together, huh? It's what we do best here at Fireside. In our own strange, silly, creepy, and macabre fashion, anyway. Have you ever traveled long distances by train? Maybe in Europe, here in the States, or elsewhere? The idea, no doubt, evokes some terribly romantic visions. And surely it can be, for some. But when you're a spy on a secret mission to catch a Nazi war criminal, you may find that romance loses its luster in the face of cold, cruel reality. The sleeper car is the first car we'll visit in this collection of stories set on a cross-country locomotive journey entitled All Aboard. It was taped live in New York City on January 26th, 2020. Even though that time now feels a world away, we think you'll still enjoy. Full steam ahead, my friends. Listen to that sound. It's a sound that doesn't have quite the same weight or significance today as it did an age ago. Well, not really. The year is 1947. The sound of a passenger train careening, lonely and smooth along riverbanks, glistening silver in the moonlight, is the sound of the restless dreamer. But this passenger locomotive is carrying with it more than just travelers. It's freight, tales both mysterious and bizarre. Stories that all happened on a particular journey, on a particular train, on a particular night. Just like this one, which occurred in the vessel's sleeper car.
It's not every day a beautiful woman offers me a lighter.
Let me guess, it's usually the other way around.
Come here. You're beautiful.
You're not so bad yourself.
What?
I've realized I don't know your name.
It's Max.
And I'm...
Helen, you told me in the dining car, remember?
Forgive me, I haven't had whiskey since the war.
Oh, is that why you sat at my table? For the whiskey?
It was a welcome bonus. Tonight was too.
Oh, my, you hit your head. Are you hurt?
Just my dignity. Not much room in here.
You get used to it.
So you ride trains a lot?
Yes, you could say that.
For work?
You could say that.
So what do you do?
Do all American women ask so many questions?
Just the beautiful ones.
You sure you're all right?
I guess I did bump it hard. Got any aspirin?
In the toilet room. One moment. Here.
Thanks. You know, I should get going. My sister's in our bunk all alone. She'll get worried.
Hey, but you
tomorrow, all right? We've got time.
Tomorrow, then.
I've never been on a train, you know?
Really?
Never.
And how does it suit you?
I like it. It's kind of intimate.
Jean. Jean, we just met.
You invited me to your room.
I'd like to take it slow, all right?
All right.
Come here. Sit beside me.
Well, you have nice hands. What are these from?
I work in a lab. If the flames get too hot,
they explode all over you? Well, isn't that dangerous?
I'm a very careful man.
Where'd you learn chemistry?
In Switzerland, before the war. I was in Bern.
I've always wanted to visit there.
It is a beautiful country.
I have an uncle there, in Schaffhausen.
Ah, near Germany. Their wine is very good.
Did you ever visit Germany?
Many times. When I was young, it was just another place to visit. Not what it became. You're too young to remember when it was that way.
I'm old enough.
Your hands are smooth, except here. A writer?
A few lines in my diary every night.
And what will tonight be?
Just Paul, with a heart around it.
I keep a diary too.
Oh, for all your deep, dark secrets?
I'm not really one for secrets.
I've overstayed my welcome, haven't I?
It's been a long day. I much enjoyed meeting you.
Can I see you again?
You know where to find me. Good night, Jean.
Good night.
Ladies, welcome.
Frank, you big fat idiot. Why didn't you announce to the entire car that we're all together? That this isn't my sister's room.
I could be your brother.
Do you even read the cover stories?
You look nothing like us.
Okay, fine. Your uncle or something.
My uncle is Swiss, remember?
Your other uncle, then.
You brought a phonograph player?
All the better to muffle us with. So, any progress? Update me.
Suspect number one, Max Bonn, traveling under his own name. Destination is Los Angeles. We met in the dining car at approximately 1600 hours. He brought me several whiskey cocktails. We discussed the weather, films, food. He took me to bed just after dinner service. I can't share much else beyond that.
Oh, and I thought my night was a bust.
But I snagged some papers from his compartment.
I take it back.
Now, I'll look these over tonight.
I'll return them tomorrow. He wants me again.
So what's your feel on him?
There's something off. If I had to guess, I'd say he could be one of the war criminals we're after.
I'll keep that in mind. And his lovemaking?
Shut up, Frank.
Okay, your turn.
Suspect number two, Paul Muller, traveling under the name Paul Miller, but I think that could be the ticket issuer's mistake. Destination is San Francisco. We had dinner together and discussed the weather, the food, and music. He invited me to his rooms. We did not... We just sat together. I noticed several scars on his hands. He told me they were from glass in a chemistry lab and that he studied at Bern. I tested to switch geography and he passed. Seemed to have negative feelings towards Germany. Shared that he keeps a diary.
Well done for your first field assignment.
Does he want to see you again?
He told me he wanted to take it slow.
Maybe you should try some field work, Frank.
Me, huh? How does this guy seem to you, Jean?
I'm not sure if he prefers men.
That's not what I meant. I mean generally.
Very genuine. Very open. I trust him. I don't think he's in on any of this.
Trust is a very strong word in this business.
I know.
He sounds almost too well prepared.
Frank asked what I felt, all right?
Order here.
Frank, into the toilet room, now! Come in, Porter.
Hello, Miss and Miss. My name's Eddie. Could I ask that you turn off the phonograph, please? It's nearly 11.
Oh, is it really the time? I'm so sorry.
No problem, miss. Would you two like turn down service?
No, thank you. We are fully capable of pulling out the beds.
Hey, I'm happy to help.
We'll be fine.
They're kind of high up.
I'm aware.
All right, well, if you need anything.
We'll ask if we do.
Okay, if you're sure.
Bye now.
Good night.
Nice kid.
Frank, you should go. Make sure you're not seen.
Yeah, okay.
I'm serious. You could expose us.
Good night, ladies.
Sometimes I hate him. Come on, let's get the beds down. There, here's the sheets.
You should be leading this mission.
I would be if I had testicles. I've got more field experience in my right pinky nail than he has in his entire stupid body.
At least he doesn't leer at us all day long.
Like 75% of men at the CIA?
OSS was just as bad.
Maybe at HQ. In France, agents behaved. And I used any enemy leers I got to our advantage.
How do you do it? When you know they might be awful people.
Sometimes you have to do awful things to prevent far more awful things from happening. That's just life.
That's a far cry from cartography.
You're doing well. Listen, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, all right? I'll watch your back no matter what Frank tells you.
Well, the thing was, tonight I really wanted to.
Be careful, all right? In this job, you have to lead with the head. Shut your heart off.
Okay.
And the lights off too, please.
Good night.
Night. Max, what?
Who is he?
Who is who?
I saw a man coming out of your cabin last night. I thought you were staying with your sister.
I am.
Then who was he?
Her boyfriend. Max, darling, you're hurting me.
Is that true?
Why would I lie to you, darling?
There's something missing from my room.
Something missing?
It's you, Helen. I need you.
Max.
Now.
Wait, can we...
Excuse me, you two?
Oh, my. It's been absolute ages since I saw a lover's quarrel.
Reminds me of our younger years, Ethel.
I should go.
Don't give up, young man. I didn't.
And Harry and I have been together now for 45 years.
46, dear.
No, honey, it's 45.
Please excuse me.
Very sorry to interrupt, but I leave these papers fell from your jacket pocket.
Well, thank you very much, Porter. Here, let me give you something for your trouble. Oh, and go ahead and take down the bed for us.
Take down the bed, sir? Now? Of course, sir. Yes, I'll do it right away, sir.
Paul!
Oh, Jean, good afternoon.
I meant to come by this morning. May I help you?
I am sitting here.
Oh, excuse me.
Jean, this is Eva.
You didn't mention you knew anyone on this train.
Jean and I just met last night.
Yesterday afternoon.
Then you have me beat by a few hours, my dear. More coffee, love?
Thank you, darling.
Oh, we seem to have run out of cream.
I'll go fetch some. Be right back.
Jean, was it?
That's right.
Stay far away from him.
You're
young. Beautiful. There are other men.
I don't
want... Better ones.
Here we are.
Jean was just leaving.
All right. Nice to see you again.
Yes. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Paul, let's go somewhere we can be alone together.
Open the door.
Hey, I'm coming too.
Were you asleep? It's almost noon. We're working.
I'll get the phonograph.
I was up late looking over Max's papers. And that damn porter insisted on changing my linens at 8 in the morning. I was exiled to the dining car, which, might I add, was far too crowded at that hour.
Shut up for 1 second and listen to me. He's our guy.
Who is?
Max.
No, he's not.
Listen, he just grabbed me in the hallway. He saw you leaving our room last night.
Oh, come on. There was no one around.
Apparently, there was. And he said there was something missing from his room.
Oh, no, the papers.
He said it was me, but I'm not sure he meant that.
Look, I may not be much of a field agent, but I've analyzed documents like this for years. I don't think this guy is a war criminal.
Ugh, you have no idea what you're doing.
Oh, calm down. Don't get hysterical.
I won't have my life put in danger because of your incompetence. We're done here.
We'll leave when our investigation is complete, and at least half of it doesn't even involve you.
Oh, I have some news about that.
Yes?
I wasn't good enough for Paul. He's with Eva now, apparently.
Eva? Why does that sound familiar?
She was on the passenger manifest. Not much there except her name, but somehow between 10 p.m. and now, she's managed to snag Paul, and she warned me away.
That could be good, a distraction.
No, it's a failure.
What does it even matter now? They did what he did, the war's over, we're exposed. We should leave.
But they need to come to justice.
Justice? God, you are so naive.
Oh, Porter! Porter!
I got you, honey.
Cut the record. Crack the door.
Yes, ma'am? Is there a problem?
We were on our way to lunch when a woman came running out of this bunk room.
A woman?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes! She left the door wide open. I called after her, but...
I've never seen a little thing run so fast.
So I went to close the door, but I saw... Porter, is he all right?
Oh, my God!
Porter?
But how could...
I'm going out there.
To blow our cover.
According to you, I already have.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down there a sec, Porter. Is there a problem?
These nice people ran into something a little unusual. I'm just checking in on it for him.
In this bunk just here, number 5.
Yeah.
That's Paul's room.
Oh, my. Harry, it's just like a novel.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that Anita Crispy.
Agatha Christie.
Why don't you folks go get your lunch? We'll take it from here.
Oh, but I want to know if the fella is all right.
Honey, the dining car service ends in 10 minutes, Ethel.
Oh, well, okay then. Porter, you better be sure to fill me in later.
Yes, ma'am.
Eddie, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you let me take it from here, son?
Sir, thank you, but I could take care of it.
Take a breath, son. Look here.
Whoa! You're with the government?
I'd like you to keep all you see here to yourself, understand? And send a policeman over here immediately.
Yes, sir, right away.
This is Paul's room.
At Porter. He knows something.
Yeah, probably just never seen a dead guy before.
Are you sure he's dead?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jean, listen. I need you to find that older couple. They should be at lunch. Ask for a description of the woman they saw.
All right.
And keep an eye on that Porter if you can.
He's just a kid.
All right. I will.
I'll need your help on this. I haven't...
Seen any dead guys outside of a funeral?
No.
You talk a big game, Frank. Unfortunately, I'm old hat at this. Look at his eyes.
They're completely bloodshot.
And bruising around his mouth and nose. He was smothered to death, most likely with that pillow.
Looks like they were drinking.
Was probably drugged. That's what they used to tell us to do anyway.
You've done this to people?
Official Secrets Act, Frank. Come on, let's search the place.
Excuse me, do you mind if I join you?
Oh, not at all, my dear. I'm Ethel, and this is my husband, Harry.
Hello there.
I'm Jean.
We're on a sightseeing trip. 45 years married.
46.
Oh, and how is it so far?
Oh, it's all so very exciting. Just now, we felt like we were in a mystery novel.
I actually overheard a bit of that. You said a woman ran out of the bunk room?
Yeah, like she was in the Olympics.
Tiny little thing. Slim, pale, short dark hair. She was wearing a red dress.
Eva.
What was that, dear?
Oh, nothing. I am so sorry. I've just remembered I left something in my room. I'll be right back.
All right, then. Oh, there's the porter.
Oh, where's he going so fast? He told us he'd tell us what happened.
Porter? Porter!
Yes, miss?
I need your help with something
in
my room.
I was just...
Please?
Sure thing, miss.
Oh, everyone we've met on this train is just so darn nice.
Yes, dear. Could you pass the salt?
So, Eddie.
Yes, sir?
Eddie, I thought you were going to flag a cop for us. Funny thing, you just walked right past one. More than one. In the end, it was a lot faster for me to flag down the copper myself. Why is that?
Want to tell us what you're up to here, Eddie? Before we start forming some ideas of our own?
Look, I didn't kill him, okay?
But you know who did.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe? Start spilling, Eddie. Quick. You don't want to be in the wrong side of things here, Eddie.
Listen. That guy? The dead guy? He asked me to do some stuff for him.
Like what?
If I tell, will you protect me because I...
Sure, whatever.
He asked me to look around your bunks. All your bunks. He wanted to know about you.
You know we could take you in right now.
I need the money, all right?
And what did you know about him?
Nothing, I swear.
Hey, Eddie, how's it going?
Hi, Officer Bob.
Oh, they grilling you or what? Don't worry, these G-men and the women, they're all the same. Too serious.
You find her, officer?
Oh, yeah. I got her in cuffs in the next car.
You want to come talk to her?
Eva Colas, right?
That's the one. Eva. She's a looker, let me tell you. You seen her, Eddie?
Bring her here, please.
But the body...
He's not bothering anyone.
Did you need me to search the place?
We already did.
Without a warrant?
Do I really need to put you wise, copper? This is official government business.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'll go get her.
Am I under arrest?
Right now, you're gonna sit in my bunk with these nice cuffs on and think about what you did, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I can't believe this. That kid was in with Paul right under our noses. That diary we found, it makes me sick.
It makes you sick? I kissed the guy.
Okay, here you go. Eva Colas, in the flesh.
This isn't right, you know.
No one leaves this train until we give the all clear. Got it?
Sure.
Good. Eva.
You! Why are you here?
How did you know Paul?
It'll be better if you talk to us.
I have rights.
You killed a man. We have evidence. Witnesses.
Frank, please leave us.
What?
You're making her uncomfortable.
But I...
Go! Keep a watch on Eddie or something.
Fine.
Eva, listen to me. To say this man was not a good man is putting it lightly. We know that now. We talked to Eddie. We found his diary.
Eva, you've helped us.
I don't care about helping you. Just my people.
Who was Paul to you?
My people were sent to Kamps. You know about them. Everyone knows now. But then, it was all a mystery. Rumor. This was not a terrible place. We were put to work, but they fed and clothed us. But then, he came. They told us he was the camp doctor. My sister and her children, they were sick. They were sent to him. They never returned. More and more people were sent to him and never returned. Or they did, with strange things happening to them. No symptoms. They were like rats in his lap.
How did you escape?
I didn't. I only just survived to liberation. I wanted to die. But I knew I had to live to kill him. I dreamed it every night. How I would do it. How he would suffer. I was just another face in the crowd to him. But he was what I lived for.
So you tracked him here?
No. I have family in California. The only ones I have left. So I am on this train. But then I see him, drinking coffee in the dining car like nothing is wrong. Like he has no care in this world.
You killed him.
I forced myself to seduce him. Every time he touched me, I wanted to vomit. But I had their faces in my mind. They kept me strong. I know what I did is wrong. I will go to prison. I will be executed, maybe. I don't care.
I'm not going to let that happen.
What?
How many died because of this man? Hundreds, probably many more, right? Get off at the next station, Eva. We'll get you a ticket for the next train.
Why should I trust you?
I saw my share, too. In Poland and other places I hope never to see again. You did what you had to do. And now... you will live with it.
I do not regret.
Good. That'll make things easier. Frank, we're done here. Official story, cause of death, cardiac arrest.
But she killed him!
And you were an accessory to a Nazi war criminal, you idiot.
What?
Frank, get the kid out of here and send notice to HQ.
Gladly.
Do you have everything you need? Your luggage?
Yes, thank you. You are very kind. This is real. You are letting me go.
Yes.
I will remember you.
No. Forget us. But no, we wish you peace.
I have already found it.
Broadway Unlimited, The Santa Fe Super Chief. The 20th Century Limited. El Capitan. The Wabash Cannonball. California Zephyr. The Orange Blossom Special. These are just some names of great American Express trains that have long since made their ghostly disappearance into the endless night of history. Tonight, we welcome you to board a luxury locomotive just like one of these for an overnight journey. Where are we headed? Oh, don't you worry. It's really not that important. The fun is in the journey, after all, isn't it?
All aboard!
And that was just the first stop in our All Aboard series, The Sleeper Car. The cast featured in this episode include Matt Roper as Max, Rebecca Kopek as Helen, Casey LaForest as Jean, Alan LaForest as Paul, James Reeser as Frank, James Scully as Eddie the Porter, David Linton as Harry, Mary Murphy as Eva, Michael Pate as Bob the Policeman, and the part of Ethel was played by me, Ali Silva. The Sleeper Car was written by Gabriela Miarez and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Dan Crowley. Our sound effects designers were Greg Russ and Ali Silva. Live show sound was engineered by Evan Sachs. Our technical director at the Flipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Do you want to unlock hidden content and secret stories? Of course you do! Simply become one of our beloved Patreon members. Your patronage will be the coal in our burning engine, powering our locomotive as it hurtles down the narrative railways, but in an entirely green and sustainable way. Oh, we sure have been struggling, like the rest of the world, to adapt, to be productive, and to stay positive in this time of ongoing uncertainty and fear. The support of our patrons gives us the boost in confidence and resources that we need to traverse the vast landscape of original audio entertainment. You also get rewards and our undying gratitude. There's no time like the present to become a Fireside Mystery Theater Patreon patron. Visit patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the links from our website. Speaking of undying gratitude, we have to shout out the most effusive thanks from the roof of our speeding locomotive to some of our esteemed patrons. First, some mad love for Mad Ange and her handsome wee man Dougal. And Dougal and the rest of the feline family, you all are fabulous, and it thrills us to no end that not only do you enjoy what we do, even Mr. P, you support us too. We cannot thank you enough for pledging more support for us each month. Oh, and please keep sending handsome Dougal pics. We are in love. And big love and thanks to our newest patron in the family, Tiara Posey. Oh my gosh, we are so grateful to you for your generous support. We shall endeavor our best to keep your ears filled with top-notch Fireside. To all of our patrons, you fill our hearts and keep us motivated. And for that, our gratitude is boundless. Your first-class ticket to a trove of entertainment awaits. Make sure you're a Fireside Mystery Theater subscriber on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever your favorite episodes live. We would love to invite you to our next live show and podcast recording. Unfortunately, given this here global crisis, we have no idea when that will be. So for now, stay safe, wear a mask, and keep checking our website, firesidemysterytheater.com, for updates. Coming up next from Fireside Mystery Theater. Does travel by rail give you a powerful thirst? Well then, I do hope you'll join us for a drink in The Bar Car, the second story in our All Aboard series. But be careful. The current occupants of that car take their highballs extra strong with a twist of danger. Sophocles once said, the golden eye of justice sees and requites the unjust man. And so justice was indeed served in this tale, though she certainly took her time. Perhaps we should think of justice as a hunter, patient and quiet, waiting for the right opportunity to strike, biding her time, minding the shadows.